With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Well, finally, pears have been added to the definition of agricultural products under the State Agricultural Marketing and Fair Practices Act. That is thanks to a bill signed recently by Governor Inslee and put forward this year by Representative Bruce Chandler of Sunnyside.
Essentially, what it does is it provides a process for the pear growers of the state to join together and negotiate with food processors for one contract that would cover everybody rather than each having to work their own deal.
Chandler says it's kind of a what goes around comes around scenario.
This is actually was when I was first learning to grow pears up in north central Washington. It was a common practice, and actually both sides had an organization that selected people to negotiate on behalf of their side, and it seemed to work quite well.
Chandler says he's not sure why it stopped operating that way other than the pear industry shrank.
I think there's only two processors left, maybe three, but the industry has really become much smaller, and it is almost entirely focused in Washington. There's a few pears being grown in Oregon still, and there's a processor down Hood River, but really the volume of the industry is a much smaller geographic area than it used to be.
Chandler hopes it will change things so growers aren't pitted against each other. Tune in tomorrow for more on the benefits of the pear bill. And welcome back to another Fruit Bites, brought to you, as always, by Valent USA. With us again is Valent's Allison Walston, and this week, Allison, we're going to talk about the soil here in the Pacific Northwest.
Undisturbed soil is typically air, water, organic matter, and mostly mineral nutrients. When we relocate, plant into, or compost our soil, it changes.
And why are nutrients so important in the soil?
In order for plant roots to uptake nutrients, they need to be there in a form the plant can uptake. In low levels, plants won't grow. We can add the big three, nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, to help adjust for plant needs. We can plant legumes to fix nitrogen, and we can use mycorrhizae.
Well, we typically have low phosphorus levels in our soils. What then?
This creates plant stress, which triggers the mycorrhizal spores to germinate. Their hyphae can grow further into smaller nooks and crannies to get more phosphorus. Therefore, the plant gets more nutrients.
Yeah, and that's good for the plants. Thanks, Allison. Join us again next time for more Fruit Bites, brought to you by Valent. Until then, I'm Bob Larson.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.